is Bob Zimmerman's Behind the Black subscription or donation time. Your generosity must much appreciated because we're going hunting for facts in our solar system. First, Hubble, been taking pictures of Jupiter. To see what, Bob?
This is an example of a capability that Hubble has that a lot of people aren't aware of. Hubble, though it's an optical telescope, its instruments do take data in the ultraviolet and in the infrared beyond our ability to see. Not very far in each direction, but enough to be able to get data. And so they took an ultraviolet image of Jupiter using Hubble. And I provide links to optical view so you can compare the two. And the ultraviolet view tells you things about the atmosphere of Jupiter that you can't see in optical by comparing the two. In a sense, this is allows them to get multi-wave satellite observations of this atmosphere, much like they do here on Earth with our weather satellites, John. And that's what they did. And the image itself is very cool. It's all false color, but it does give you a sense of the differences in the atmosphere between different radiations.
And Juno is the Jupiter probe, and it is giving us information about Ganymede. What, Bob?
It looked at they did a close flyby in June of 21, and looking at the data, they discovered there are salts and organic carbon-based molecules on the surface, which they think comes probably from the interior ocean that Ganymede has. This is not life, it's carbon-based molecules, organic, they call it. But at least this suggests there's a brine, a liquid brine maybe underneath, which means a liquid ocean underneath the surface, John.
Galaxy, Bob's got pictures of the galaxies spinning out there. And we mention galaxies only because we've been curious more than that for some time. The James Webb Space Telescope, when it first started, threw up all kinds of data that suggest there might be a problem with the Big Bang. We were going to wait because that has to be confirmed. And there are now more and more studies coming forward saying redshift 11 plus, 12 plus is confirmed. What does that mean, Bob?
That means that galaxies and black holes formed in the early universe too quickly. According to the Big Bang, they shouldn't be there. It takes time to form these kind of objects, galaxies, but they're there. And that means the Big Bang is a problem. We might not understand the Big Bang. Maybe the Big Bang is wrong. Maybe something entirely different is going on, John. The uncertainty of science is what I always like to say. You really don't know.
What I like about it, Bob, and it's what you do well because you go to these stories. We're at the edge. We're right at the edge. We're peering into complete unknowns.
And that's right.
It's more exciting to have an unknown than it is to have a fixed fact.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. You know, the questions in the areas of ignorance is what's exciting, not what we know. To be certain about anything is always a mistake.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black, your subscriptions and donations are wonderful. I'm John Black.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.